With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump's envoy Steve Witkoff is in Moscow today for talks with Vladimir Putin on a U.S.-backed plan to end the war in Ukraine. Secretary of State Marco Rubio spoke about the war yesterday.
But there's more work to be done. This is delicate. It's complicated. There are a lot of moving parts, and obviously there's another party involved here that will have to be a part of the equation. And that'll continue later this week when Mr. Witkoff travels to Moscow, although we've also been in touch in varying degrees with the Russian side.
Putin is calling the proposed starting point of the Trump agreement would be a starting point, he says, but there are many details still to be worked out. Meanwhile, Ukraine is resisting the idea of giving away any more land. Cyber Monday is expected to soar past $14 billion in spending today. If so, that would make it the biggest online shopping day of the year so far. Economist Steve Moore, meanwhile, believes that AI technology, which is fueling much of the spending this year, can be a friend and not necessarily a foe.
We're going to see massive increases in productivity. As I said, we'll build, you know, you've got a housing crisis now. Wait till the robots start building the houses. We'll be rolling off those houses so quickly. The age of scarcity will be over, and we will be living in a new era of abundance. And so it's exciting, and I want America to lead the way.
And President Trump says that he has spoken with the parents of U.S. Air Force Staff Sergeant Andrew Wolf, who was shot last week in Washington, D.C.
Andrew is fighting for his life, and his parents are unbelievably great people, highly religious people, and they're praying, and they want everybody to pray for Andrew. And he has a chance to make it.
And meanwhile, both of those guardsmen had been deployed as part of the president's effort to reduce crime in Washington, D.C. This is SRN News. Michael Harrington reports that Democrats have something of a religious imbalance in their party.
The Pew Research Center has been studying the country's two major political parties and has concluded that on average, Republican voters are a lot more religious than Democratic voters. But the Pew report also finds that while Republicans of all races are roughly equally religious, amongst the Democrats, only black voters make faith a priority. Black Democrats are much more religious than their white or Hispanic fellow voters, presenting another fracture in an already fractured party.
That is correspondent Michael Harrington. Pope Leo joined Orthodox patriarchs and ecumenical leaders in Turkey over the weekend to commemorate the 1700th anniversary of the Council of Nicaea. That's the historic gathering that produced the Nicene Creed, a statement of faith that is still recited by millions of Christians around the world. In fact, the Nicene Creed remains in use amongst Catholic, Orthodox, and most historic Protestant groups. This is SRN News. Airbus has updated most of its 6,000 A320 passenger jets to fix a software glitch that could affect flight controls.
The European airplane maker says a vast majority of jets have received necessary modifications. Fewer than 100 still need the updates. Airbus apologized for disruptions over the weekend as airlines rushed to implement the changes. The issue, flagged Friday, involved intense solar radiation corrupting critical flight data. The problem is suspected in a JetBlue incident October 30th. The FAA and European regulators required the update. Rich Thomason reporting.
A child's birthday celebration turned tragic in Stockton, California, where three children and a young man were killed in a mass shooting over the weekend. 11 other people were injured in the shooting. Police say that the attack appears to be targeted. No arrests have been made, but a number of firearms have been recovered from the scene. You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.